Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we thought, well, let's get hold of Nava Freiburg, or Freiburg. She's a deputy diplomatic correspondent at the Times of Israel. And morning, Nava. Is Netanyahu?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your time. Is Benjamin?
Pleasure.
So where are we with this plan?
Well, there's where we are and what the leaders of Israel and the United States are saying, and then there's where we are on the ground.
Okay.
And of course, it's always, you know, the statements that you hear don't always reflect exactly what's been implemented or what will be implemented. But I can tell you that the reason that this Gaza proposal from Trump is making more headlines this week is because, as you may have mentioned, at a press conference, the first that he held in 5 months, earlier this week, Netanyahu, for the first time, said that one of the conditions for him ending the war would be the implementation of Trump's Gaza plan. And he never listed this up until this point as a condition.
Right. I mean, there were always two conditions, right? There were two conditions.
There was. So you're probably thinking that the returning of the hostages and destroying Hamas.
Yes.
So what he said in his in Bibi's own words was that he said, first of all, he listed the war's aims, which was to defeat Hamas, to return all the hostages, and to ensure that Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel. So those were his three listed goals. And then in addition to that, later on in his opening statements, he said that for everyone calling on him to end the war, he's willing to end the war if he sees the hostages home, Hamas disarms, gives up governance, the leadership is exiled, and Gaza is cleared of weapons. And then he said, and we implement Trump's plan, which is correct and revolutionary for Gaza. So that was sort of the first time he grouped that in with his conditions for ending the war. But again, he didn't group it with his war aims. So it's basically him saying that for an agreement to end the war, he would have to see Trump's plan go through. Trump,
can I just ask you, before, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nava.
Yeah, of course.
Before Israel goes into war, before Israel does anything, there has to be a consultation with the cabinet. This isn't one person's decision. This isn't one person's war, surely.
Yeah, this is true. But there hasn't been, of course, there hasn't been any cabinet vote or cabinet decision on this yet. And he's speaking theoretically. And that's why I say that what they're saying right now is nothing has been moved into policy.
Yeah.
And it's hard to move anything into policy because, and I consulted with our U.S. bureau chief on this, Jacob Magid, and just to double check, and there's really no concrete outline anywhere for this plan. So it's mostly people talking about it and saying what they would hope to happen, but there's no outline yet. And then there's just unconfirmed reports
about
Israel and the U.S. looking for countries to absorb to absorb Gazans. And there's confirmed reports of those, you know, countries saying that they will not accept Gazans. And so in terms of a cabinet decision, in terms of an actual, you know, policy being implemented, there's really nothing to share right now. What we see is that Netanyahu is definitely promoting this, bringing it into the public agenda, saying that this is what he intends to do. And again, Trump, for his part, has sort of been up and down about it. In February, he spoke explicitly about clearing out Gazans from the Strip, and he said, you know, they're living in hell, and we're gonna basically find a better life for them.
Right.
And then he sort of softened his stance, especially after the Egyptian proposal came out, and he spoke less explicitly about it, and he said at a press conference that nobody's expelling Gazans. And last week in Qatar, during his Middle East trip, he said, you know, I'd be proud to have the United States take Gaza and make it a freedom zone. I don't know what a freedom zone is. There's no legal definition.
Well, it's free Palestine.
Of a freedom zone.
It's free Palestine.
Right. So it doesn't, you know, he sort of described it as this international free area where everyone can live, including Palestinians. But I wish I had more concrete answers for you, but I just don't think there are any right now.
So it's not actually a story then. I'm just saying.
Well, it is because, no, it is significant that, again, there's what leaders say and there's what happens on the ground. Both are important, but of course, for different reasons, because what the leaders of the United States and Israel are saying is definitely significant, because that's them saying it publicly. This is what we would like to see happen. But there's still a war going on. And, Netanyahu was speaking about this in terms of the end of the war, which we unfortunately, one way or another, haven't seen yet.
Very interesting. So, in your opinion, why do you think no other nations are willing to take in the Gazans?
Well, when Trump initially said his statement, and I don't have to give you my opinion, I can tell you what those nations are saying. But he said the leaders of Egypt and Jordan will open their hearts. When he initially announced this plan in February, Egypt and Jordan did not open their hearts. Jordan, they've outright rejected, absorbing the population of the Strip, and they also, Egypt put forward very shortly after that an alternative day after plan for Gaza. I think that Arab nations were also more rushed to put forth a plan after Trump started speaking about his plan. And that Arab plan envisions, it, basically the Palestinian Authority taking control. There's some problem. It doesn't explicitly mention Hamas, and there's other issues. But essentially, Jordan is very scared that people will see them as like a second, a sort of second Palestinian state. And they're already mostly Palestinian, and they do not want an influx of hundreds of thousands more Palestinians that would destabilize the country that's already suffering from other problems. And Egypt also sees the influx of Gazans as almost an existential threat, and says that, it doesn't say this, but it remembers Hamas breaching the border in 2008, and up to 700,000 Palestinians poured into Sinai. And so they don't want this population. They're not looking to absorb them. Of course, throughout the war, they haven't taken refugees either. They're not happy about that.
Nava, are you surprised that Jordan has Palestinian refugee camps? Nobody really talks about those. Are you surprised by that? That it's only Israel? You can have, there are places in Gaza that are referred to as refugee camps, but actually they're cities. How do people get a more accurate picture of what is happening in the Middle East? Because you've got Jordan, who doesn't want to take in any Gazans, but they've got two very prominent refugee camps, the Zaatari and the Azraq, which are for Palestinians. Nobody talks about those people needing, states and homes and cities.
You're saying the Palestinian population in Jordan?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue that the status quo in the Middle East for Palestinians is not ideal for anyone, I would say.
Yeah.
But they're not looking to absorb more, and I think part of why they're not open to this, like I said, part they're not open to Trump's proposal is because they're already dealing with, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians there that they're not looking to become a Palestinian state, Jordan.
Yeah. Nava, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much for your time. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And thank you so much for your time speaking to us this morning. That's Nava Freiberg, who is a deputy diplomatic correspondent at the Times of Israel, talking about Trump's plans for Gaza. What I got is that, there's nothing really concrete from what I can ascertain. He said, she said isn't news. If I say this is my plan, it's not news until I do it. Would you agree with that? You're welcome to disagree with me. And you can do that on +2 on WhatsApp, +27 618951019. Coming up next, we've got Louis Karpus. But before that, some news headlines with Non-Buerta.